We are back. I'm Clara Sablitsky.
And I'm George O'Neill, and welcome to the Cricket Scotland podcast.
From our national teams to our grassroots scene, we'll be chatting about all things Scottish cricket.
You can join us every week for the latest news, player interviews, and stories from across Scotland.
Hello, George. Happy episode three. How are you doing this week?
Yeah, pretty good, Clara. Cold, tired, like everyone in Scotland. It's
Yeah.
pretty miserable weather-wise at the moment.
We're all going through it right now, but it's okay. It'll be spring soon and then it will still be cold, but at least we'll be playing cricket. So, something to look forward to, at least.
Outside in the cold rather than inside.
At least it's by choice. You know, you've got to take your wins when they come. Speaking of wins, we have got the big match, George, England versus Scotland tomorrow, live on Sky Sports Mix at 7:45 a.m. Bit of an early one. How are you feeling for that?
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? Doesn't really matter if you win or lose the warm-up games. It's what you do in the competitive games, and I think it's just a really good opportunity for these guys to play on a stage that's accessible to the entire cricketing public across the world and show what they can do. I think win, lose, or draw, those guys will just want to play to their best and make the most of the experience. And we've got a really exciting chat coming up later with Kazim Khan, who's out there with the 19s, and hopefully he'll be a part of the side that takes on England. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he thinks ahead of that big game.
For sure, I'm really looking forward to that chat. Next up in Scottish cricket news, Priyanaz Chatterjee is playing the New Zealand Super Smash for Central Hinds and took 2 for 13 the other day, winning her the Dream 11 game changer as her side beat Auckland by 18 runs. So that's really exciting to see Scottish talent out there on the global franchise stage. By the time this episode goes out, they'll have played their final group game and they've pretty much all but qualified for the playoffs. So, fingers crossed for Priyanaz and Central Hinds out in the New Zealand Super Smash.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think those games, the playoff games, are going to be live on TV as well, for people to watch. And yeah, there's plenty of Scottish talent playing around the world, in various things. And I'm mainly envious of the climates that they're playing in because I currently can't feel my fingers.
I know. Which would you rather? We've got the under-19s on Sky Sports in South Africa. We've got Priyanaz out in New Zealand on TNT Sports. And we've got some of the men's team out in the UAE for the ILT20, which also starts today, I believe, when this podcast goes out.
Yeah, there's plenty out there. Chris Soule, Mark Watt, Michael Jones is out there. And so, yeah, those guys be playing with some of the best players in the world in T20 cricket. And for them to pick those brains and learn things and come out of it better players, I think that's what franchise tournaments are all about now. You might not like the way that global cricket's going because I think kind of centering more and more around these franchise T20 tournaments, but ultimately, if Scottish talent are able to play in them and experience playing alongside and against the best players in the world, then that can only help Scotland moving forward. And Chris Soule actually sat down with Cricket Scotland about the ILT20 before he flew out to link up with Sharjah. So we can hear a bit from him now.
Yeah, brilliant opportunity again. Another new franchise, very young still. It's only its second year. And a hell of a lot's been invested in it, and some of the teams are sort of star-studded. So, another opportunity to meet new people, new coaches, work with them, learn some more as well. So, very excited to go ahead and do that. And get to play with a teammate as well, which is always nice too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to be playing out there with Watty. Are you looking forward to that, or do you wish you could have had a more?
Well, I spend a lot of time with Watty on tour, so you would have thought I'd be wanting to get rid of him, but it's good fun to have on those sort of trips, and you know, excited to share a dressing room with him again, and it'll be good to play against some of our players as well.
How good is it, the team, to have, you know, multiple guys playing in this franchise tournament sort of leading into the World Cup as well?
Yeah, massive. I think any extra exposure we can get is only going to be a massive benefit to us as a playing group, and like I said, sort of learning off those other players that have been in those World Cups, over and over again and sort of learning from them too. But yeah, it's a great opportunity.
And you can listen to that full interview with Chris Soule on the Cricket Scotland YouTube channel, where he discusses his personal franchise adventures so far and looks ahead to the T20 World Cup, which I'm sure he'll be looking to perform as he did in the 50 over qualifier, where he was knocking stumps out of the park.
I believe the word is cartwheeling.
That is a word.
Yeah, really interesting chat with Chris Soule. Definitely recommend a watch. And as we mentioned the other week, Darcy Carter has been nominated for the ICC Emerging Player of the Year Award for 2023 alongside Marufa Akhter, Phoebe Litchfield and England's Lauren Bell. We have Darcy on the show right now. Here we are with Darcy Carter. How are you doing today, Darcy?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for asking. But let's talk about you. 2023 was a huge year for you. You made your Southeast Stars senior debut, your Scotland senior debut, and you've been nominated as Emerging Cricketer of the Year. How does that feel?
It's a bit crazy. I wasn't expecting the nomination, and I don't think I was really expecting any of that to happen this year either. So it was quite full on.
So a big year of surprises.
Yeah.
What was like the most surprising part? Was there a little bit of you that was like, oh, maybe this will be the year that I'll make my senior debut? Or were you just fully like, wow, I'm surprised by this?
Well, I was hoping for it, obviously. Like, that's something I've been looking forward to, like both for Stars and Scotland, but I wasn't like expecting it at all, really.
To have achieved all of that by 18 is insane. What's been your favourite moment this year?
Probably my second game where I got 50 and we won the game, which was pretty cool.
I mean, you got 53 not out, right? Which won you the game. You don't have to be so humble about it.
I guess, in a way.
I'll say it for you. You won the game. I'm joking. Everybody else obviously put in a shift, and yeah, after that first game, that must have been a relief to get out there and actually show what you could do.
Yeah, definitely. I don't even usually get that nervous, so I was a bit surprised that I was even nervous for the first game, but it was just felt a lot better to get the first game out of the way, and the second game was a lot better.
How easy was it for you kind of integrating into that group? Obviously, did you know anyone going in from the junior setups, and did that make it a bit easier for you?
I knew Elsa and Liv that were there, and then Neymar, who was there as well. I knew them from the under-19s, and then played with Naz. I made my senior debut for Stars with Naz. So it wasn't too bad, actually. Like, I knew a few people, and it was quite an easy group to integrate into. They're like, they're very welcoming. So it wasn't too bad, actually.
This is George's favourite question. Is there anyone on the team that you wouldn't want to room with on tour?
I don't think so, no. I'm not overly picky with who I share a room with usually. But at the moment, it's been me and Elsa for a lot of it. She's my roomie at the moment, so.
That's nice. You just talk about opening the batting just late at night. 3 a.m. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
That is cute.
And is it good for you then that you've got people of your own age that you are pally with? So when you go out there, does that make things easier for you when you're out on the pitch, where you've got people that you relate to and that you spend a lot of time with off the field?
I think for the first couple of games, so like the first tour to Netherlands, having like Elsa and Liv, like who I get on pretty well with, like made me feel a lot more comfortable for the first couple of games. But like now that I'm a bit more comfortable around the group, like just playing with everyone, I find I'm a lot more comfortable because I think I get on with everyone in that team. So,
well, if you don't, they can let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
Have you set yourself any personal goals, or are you kind of ahead of schedule?
I mean, personal goals would be more like, I'd love to get picked for the squad that's going to global qualifiers, and that's like one of my main goals actually. Just getting to that and seeing if I'm there, like how well we can do. That's something that I'm like really focused on at the moment. And then just see how the rest of the season goes, really. I'm not much of like a goal setting person. I just like try and work my hardest and see how everything goes.
And where does that drive come from? Can you tell us a little about your cricket background? What maybe who inspired you to play cricket? How you ended up out there in Scotland shirt?
So I started because my dad used to play cricket, and he's probably one of the most passionate people I've seen on the pitch. So I probably got a lot of that from him. But I like doing well at things, especially like sport. I'm not a fan of losing and like not performing very well. So I guess that's just kind of the sort of thing I put on myself is just I don't like losing. So yeah. But yeah, I think just growing up watching my dad play, and my brother, I play with my brother as well. So I just think it's always been a bit of competition between me and him. So that helps.
I don't think I'd deal well with my sister being a better cricketer than me. It's probably for the best that she doesn't play.
Yeah.
And that, is it from your dad's side that the Scotland connection comes in, or is that your mum's side?
No, that's my mum's side. So my dad's very English. Yeah, my mum wasn't into cricket at all, really, but she's just very Scottish. So she kind of sorted it all out. She just wanted to see if I was eligible to play for Scotland, and then she did all the logistics, and I just turned up. Child was there.
When she emailed Cricket Scotland and she told you, were you kind of like, oh God, like what? Or were you like, oh, okay, this is really exciting. I'm gonna have a go.
No, when she first told me about it, I thought she was a bit crazy. I was like, oh my God, why have you done that? I was like, oh no, like I'm worried they'll think I'm crazy as well if you do that. But no, it worked out for the best, really. I can't fault her for doing it.
No, she had a vision and it seems to be paying off. So
Yeah.
that with that Scottish connection on her side, that must be pretty cool for her to see you represent her country. Has she spoken to
Oh.
you about like what it means to her, maybe?
She speaks to me about it all the time. She absolutely loves it. And anytime we're away for Scotland, she'll be like, oh, I'm coming this time, I'm coming this time. She's just so excited about it, and she just makes her really proud, which is great because my dad's always been the one that's being more worried about cricket, but I think just because it's Scotland, she gets so passionate about it. She really likes me playing for them.
So you said initially that your mum didn't really have an interest in cricket, but now I suppose she doesn't really have a choice.
No.
She's one of those lucky converts, shall we say?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's all for the best.
And in terms of your own game, Darcy, then back to on-field stuff, like you've impressed with bat and ball since you've broke into the both the 19s and then the senior team. Do you see yourself as more of a batter or a bowler, or is there one area, or do you want to keep them both going to the highest level you can?
I don't really know if I'm a batter or a bowler. It depends. Like down south, I bowl more than I bat, but at the moment I've been opening the batting for Scotland, so I'm a bit up in the air about that myself actually. But I think I really want to carry on doing both. Like I really enjoy it, and it's this bad way of thinking, but if one goes badly in a game, I still have another one that I can like kind of back myself up with. So if I do terribly batting, I still might pull it through with bowling, and it kind of levels out a bit.
Because sometimes if you're opening and not bowling, that's a
It can
short
be a
day
long game. It can be a long game, yeah.
for you. For all the listeners, George has pointed at himself. Is that a common occurrence for you, George?
Oh, walking back within five balls and then just observing the rest of the game. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm
Most
laughing. I'm
weekends.
the exact same.
But then in terms of you say there that growing up and being down south, you're probably more of a bowler than coming up here. And having people like Sarah Bryce, Catherine Bryce to work with every day and watch how they go about their batting. There's not many people better to learn from than them, I guess.
It's really cool actually, like the way both of them go about how they play cricket. Like they play both quite differently, but actually when I get to watch them back, like it's, I don't know, I take a lot in sometimes. Sometimes I'm not good at taking a lot in, but I just think good game plan, both of them. And it's something that I really want to work on myself. Just getting a better game plan, being like confident in what shots. And I think that's something they do really well.
And I suppose that's something that comes with game time, time out in the middle, getting to know yourself as a player, getting to know the other players. And obviously, having just come out of the under 19 setup, you are so fresh into your Scotland career, which is incredible to see because hopefully you will have a long time to figure all of this out and we'll keep seeing stunning Darcy Carter performances for years to come, which I've got my fingers crossed for personally.
Hopefully, me too.
Yeah. Fun question time.
One question.
This is my favorite part. I love talking about cricket, but I also just love talking about people. So my first fun question for you is how did you find out that you have a Wikipedia page?
My mum, actually, she's all over it now.
Did
She's like, oh.
she write
Oh, she might have done, she might have helped, to be honest. I wouldn't be surprised.
was that like? Did you just like Google your name one day and go, hang on a minute?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I was like, oh, this is interesting. I've got a Wikipedia page. It was a bit
Is
weird,
it?
like I said. Because usually, like, they spell my name wrong or stuff. Or, like, they get stuff wrong. And I was looking at it, and I was like, oh, it's actually all right. Maybe my
Oh,
mum did
okay.
write it.
There we go. That's pretty decent. I can't think of many 18-year-olds who would have their own Wikipedia page where all the information is actually true.
If you didn't have ID, you'd just pull that up, wouldn't you?
My dad has suggested that, yeah, but
There you
I'm
go.
scared to try that.
What are your biggest cricket icks? Things that people do that you just think, goodness me, why have you done that?
God, that is quite a difficult question to answer. I hate when people take like their mark like every other over or like every over, and it's like they do it one over and then it's changed apparently in the next over and they have to do it again. That really bothers me. What else?
Speaking as someone that does that, that is just pure OCD. That's nothing else. That's superstition and OCD.
And then like people that fiddle with their pads and like their gloves between every ball. That also really bothers me. I just like especially when I'm bowling, I just like to get on with it. But if someone's fiddling, like remarking their mark and like the where they're batting, it's just like, oh, it does my head in all the time.
We won't tell anyone on the World Cup qualifying teams that. Ireland players, please just don't touch your pads, you know? Just let Darcy bowl.
Yeah. Oh, great.
And cricket is obviously your favourite sport to play. Well, you'd hope. But what is your favourite sport to watch and why? And it can't be cricket, obviously.
Well, that's difficult. I like watching rugby actually. Just because I've grew up watching it with my dad as well, but I really enjoy how they get so into it and like get their blood all over their faces and they just like kind of walk it off and get on with it. I find that really cool because I'd be on the floor like
Crying.
and crying in so much pain and they just get on with it.
Have you ever made it up to Murrayfield for a game?
No, not yet. That is on my bucket list. Yeah, my brother's telling me that I need to drive him up there and we're going to go and watch a game apparently.
Perfect. That'll be a phenomenal day out. It's so much fun. Well, perfect. While you're in the car, what song are you putting on the aux?
That's another hard question. People always ask me like my favorite song, and I'm just all over the place.
Anything that stands out from your top songs in 2023?
Probably "Stay" by Rihanna.
Strong. Do you want to give us a
No,
little whirl?
no, I'm afraid I do not have a good singing voice.
Like I said to Steve's now, we can't be good at everything, so it's okay. I'll allow that. But what I will do is add that to our Cricket Scotland. I've called it Cricket Scotland the musical playlist. Putting every guest's karaoke song on there.
Right.
So you can stick that on your road trip up to Murrayfield. Okay, and then who is the last person you texted, and can you tell us what they or you said?
The last person I texted was actually Abdahar, and we were just speaking about cricket. We were just speaking about we have a training camp soon in Desert Springs and just how winter training's going. It's not very interesting.
Well, wonderful. I think that's a perfect note to end that on. Thank you so much for being on. It's been great to chat to you about all things cricket and karaoke. Best of luck for your what I hope is a long, long Scotland career.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again to Darcy for that really insightful chat. I think you kind of forget when you see these guys on the global stage how recently they've come into international cricket and how much it's still a learning curve for them. And yeah, she spoke about that really well there.
And sticking with our young Scottish stars, we have now got Kazim Khan on the show, taking us through what their first week out in South Africa has been like. So, Kazim, you've had two warm-up games so far, and you're facing England on Saturday. What is the general vibe in the camp? How are people feeling going into this? What people would think of as a big fixture between Scotland and England?
Yeah, I'd say everyone's quite calm, quite relaxed right now. Kind of looking forward to it. It's a big occasion. You can put yourself out there for a good performance. And we're all kind of pumped up, especially to play, the Scotland England rivalry is quite a big thing.
You've had family members represent the national team at senior level. How
Yeah.
much do you look up to them, and how helpful is it for you to be able to have people from your own family that you can lean on?
Yeah. I think it's extremely helpful. I look up to these guys. They've all been there, done it. And it's good to get a bit of advice from them, especially if, going into a World Cup against the best teams, I don't really know what to expect. But they've all played against these type of people. So to go and ask them, get a bit of advice, they've all played, most of them have played in South African conditions, and they know as a spinner, even as a player, like what to do. I think it's extremely helpful to have somebody be there and they've done it.
Was there anything in particular that you asked Majid or Hamza, and anything in particular that they said to you, or do you want to keep that under wraps?
Yeah, I'd just say some stuff about like your pace, try and bowl a wee bit faster, flatter. Don't give the batsman any room to get under the ball. Just be smart.
Has there been anyone since you've got out there that you've kind of made a beeline for to pick their brains or anything like that?
We've got Owen Dawkins, who's I was waiting to Pakistan for a wee while, so I had never really spoke to him, but he's got a lot of experience to go and speak to him about bowling spin and pick his brains after he's been there, he's experienced everything you can in cricket. So to ask him and try and pick his brains has been quite a good experience for me, and I feel like it's made me a much better player.
And you've been out in South Africa for a week so far. How's it
Yep.
been? Have you done a lot of training? How was safari? I want to know.
Yeah, it's been really good. Safari was quite disappointing, actually. I
Oh,
missed.
really?
Didn't get
That's
to
a
see a
shame.
line. I really wanted to see one.
What did you see anything fun, or was it just
No,
shrub?
we didn't. A giraffe, rhino,
Giraffe's a giraffe.
zebra. What else did we see? Buffalo. Was that buffalo? Wildebeest.
Okay,
Yeah.
that's fun.
But yeah, South Africa's been really good. It's been fun. Not many people are lucky enough to be out here, so we're just kind of taking it day by day and try to enjoy it as much as we can, because we've only got 2 or 3 weeks here, so before we know it'll be over, so we want to try and enjoy it.
What have the tracks been like that you've played on in the warm-up games? Obviously a bit quicker than maybe what you used to at home.
Definitely quicker than Scotland. But I wouldn't say it's too dissimilar to Scotland, maybe because we've not played at any of the official stadiums, but they are a bit quicker, probably turn a bit less. Yeah, the grounds are, especially when you're playing at altitude, the ball does fly a wee bit more.
Yeah, just some big sixes then if you're at altitude. Behind the sky is lighting up.
A few of the boys have hit a few big sixes in these couple of warm-up games. Bad hit a couple. I think Goody, Donkey have hit a couple of big sixes, so.
How many people have got fresh haircuts for this tournament?
I'd say most of us do. I think we're going to get a press on for the England game as well.
Are
but
you a squad trip to Barbados?
Yep.
Who's got the worst trim on the team at the moment? Who really like should go to the barbers before the England game?
The worst one. I think Bardi's got the worst one.
Oh, huge
Yeah.
call. Huge call.
Is that because he's sat right next to you?
Partly, but as a shocker.
If you're in the car with your mates, any of your squad members, and you're handed the aux, what are you going to? What's your go-to?
So I probably would be an ox, to be honest. I'd give it to Harry Armstrong. He's pretty decent at his music.
But if you were forced,
Right.
you are on the aux. What's
Yep.
DJ Kasim playing?
That's a good question, actually.
Well, Owens was New Man by Ed Sheeran. So the bar is low on the under 19 squad.
If it's before a game, I'd put on Titanium.
Okay.
Right.
Do you want to give us a little performance of that one?
Yeah, no thanks.
Oh,
I'm all good thing.
Owen's the only one who's been game so far, and I'll get another
Nah,
one.
only thing when the music's quite loud, so no one can hear
Probably, yeah. That's a strong tactic.
Have the boys heard Owen singing, just out of interest?
Yeah, we've all heard it. Made
Okay.
fun of it before, but
What is your biggest cricket ick? What is something that people do that you just think that's horrible? I don't want to see that.
cricket ick.
Yeah.
Short sleeve when you're keeping sprinters bowling short sleeve. Don't know, that's the weird one for me.
Okay.
Yeah, probably them too.
So just short sleeves.
Yeah, pretty
Get
much.
rid. Get rid.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that you're actually wearing a long sleeve top right now. Otherwise, I'd have called you out on that straight away. Playing cricket for Scotland, you've got to like cricket at least a little bit. Do you have any other sports that you love to watch or play?
Yeah, I like F1. I love basketball, football, obviously cricket, tennis. I like tennis and MMA, boxing.
Okay, yeah, that's a pretty well-rounded response. Okay. Who was the last person you texted, and can you tell us what they said?
Who's the last person? Can I pull up my phone for this?
Yes, of course. I only want the truth.
Last person I texted. The Snapchat account.
Oh, I forget you're all under 19. Yeah,
Yeah.
Snapchat counts.
Actually, the last person I texted was my family group chat.
Oh, that's very wholesome. Can you tell us
Yeah,
what they
and I
said?
sent him a photo of the skyline view in Johannesburg.
Oh,
That
is it
was it.
good?
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Strong. And what was their reaction? Are they jealous that you're out
Yeah,
here?
a little bit. But they're gonna come out in a couple of days, so
Are you excited to see them?
yeah, it'll be quite good. Hopefully I can play and perform in front of
Yeah, you'd hope, you'd hope. Are they pretty
them.
loud fans at games?
Mom's very loud.
You're out in the middle, you can hear her, or.
Yeah, I can.
I love that.
But I'd say my brothers aren't very loud, and my sister doesn't like cricket. She's just coming for a holiday.
It's fair enough. You can't blame her.
I was going to ask, are they like really keen to get out here and watch you on the world stage?
Yeah, like my
But it's
brother's going to come with his friends. My cousin as well, Tumur. He plays for Scotland A. He's coming out. Yeah, they're all kind of looking forward to seeing us play. See you guys after a couple of weeks, so it'll be quite nice to see them.
And if we go back just to, are you rooming with Bahada? Is there,
No, luckily not.
are you in, luckily not, would you not have wanted
Yeah. Nah, he lives like a, has, if you can see his room right now, it's an absolute mess. It looks pretty
that?
clean back here, but in front of me is that it's not very good, and it stinks.
It
That's
single
not good
good
rooms
at
though?
all.
Is
Is it individual
it?
rooms?
No. It's two people. So Bada sharing with is there, and I'm sharing with Ibrahim. So
How's that
we're the
going?
two clean ones. So luckily I've got a clean
Nice. Happy days.
roommate.
I know when we asked Owen if there was anyone he didn't want to get landed with, I think it was it Jamie Dunk he said, just because he's
Just because he believed that there were nets at Edinburgh Castle.
yeah, he's had a stick of that. I don't know how he believed that, but I don't know who mine would be. Mine's probably be Bahadur, to be honest.
He's getting a rough time off you here.
Yeah, terrible
Yeah, him
lid,
or
terrible roommate. It's a bad day to be
yeah.
Bahadur.
I don't know who else, to be honest. It's Harry Armstrong, maybe. He talks about it a lot. He always likes to give you a bit of abuse, get at you. Probably him as well.
Would you say that he's the biggest sledger on the team?
100%. Yeah,
Really?
he's
Can you give us any
very
examples of
organized.
what he said, or is it for the field only?
I'd say, like, in like general, like normal life, he's always got a snappy answer. He's always quick to respond to whatever you say.
I think that's all from me. That's all from you, George.
Yeah, just to say best of luck on Saturday and for the
Yeah,
tournament
cheers.
itself.
Thank you
Yeah.
very much.
Thank you so much for coming on. And yeah,
Cheers.
go well.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks again to Kazim Khan, and good luck to him and the rest of the Scotland squad out in South Africa ahead of their massive tournament opener against England. Tomorrow, you can watch the action live on Sky Sports Mix from 7:45 a.m. We'll be tuning in, I'm sure you will be too, and we'll be reacting to whatever's gone on out in South Africa on the next episode. Until then, that's all from me.
And that is all from me. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.